Thirsty Thursday on 1460 KXNO continues as we go north to Whiskey River in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. And now, here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom.
Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom out at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Come on out, have a beer, watch some football. What's the Monday night or the Thursday night game tonight?
Colts and Patriots.
Okay, should be a pretty good one then.
Yeah, not bad.
This is the first time you and I have been here together in quite some time, Brent Bloom.
I know. You were in Chicago living it up.
Mm-hmm. Where were you at before that? You were somewhere else.
I was in Chicago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We just. Oh, we yeah. That was, you saw yeah. Derrick Rose.
I did see Derrick Rose. Yeah. For real. I saw Derrick Rose. He didn't mean to see Derrick Rose, but saw Derrick Rose.
Derrick had some interesting things to say yesterday, but that's a whole other discussion.
I mean, we're both pumped. I mean, there's a couple things this weekend. Obviously, the football game in Stillwater.
Yeah.
We'll get to that, but. There's NBA preseason basketball coming to Hilton Coliseum. We'll both be nearby.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be pretty cool to see Karl Anthony Towns and the Greek Freak. The Greek Freak can shoot threes now, Brent. Did you see that?
I'll buy it in the regular season. I like the Greek Freak.
Yeah. If he can do that, then he's going to be dang near unguardable.
So let me ask you this. We could talk about the – we should do a preseason NBA podcast for the podcast network. The NBA GM survey came out. Who would you start your team with if you're an NBA GM? I think it's a really interesting question when you factor in age. Probably not picking LeBron.
No.
Because he's 33 now.
Right.
Where do you go? I mean, there's
I mean, you know
Big
where
Cat,
I'm going to go.
There's the Greek Freak. Is it Embiid?
That's my guy.
Seriously?
I mean, that's my guy.
Okay.
I think that he's still got a ways to go before he's going to even reach his ceiling.
Yeah, but the injury concerns.
He hasn't even reached his peak yet.
I might just go the safe route.
He threw the injury concerns out the window
last year. No, he did. I think I'll probably take Davis.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
just
I can't
consistent.
Argue that one.
Consistent. Yeah. I don't know if he's ever going to be
He's only still
the best what? Player in the world.
25?
Yeah, but he's only 25.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. In Hilton, on Sunday, you get two of the top
young players in the league.
Yeah, 15 players in the league.
And you get
I don't care
Andrew
about Jimmy
Wiggins.
Butler. Yeah, I don't even care about Jimmy Butler.
Derrick Rose.
Should trade him already.
Yeah, well, I think that they're what's funny to me is that it's like every time they get close to having a deal done, then all of a sudden the Wolves are like, oh, no, we want this now.
Yeah, it's like, and
just
let Wiggins play.
Right.
Just
They just need
go.
To get rid of him
just
and get,
rid get
whatever
him.
They
yeah.
can get for him. All right, but
yeah, sorry.
That's a
Digression.
Side note for what is going on this weekend. Iowa State obviously visiting Oklahoma State. And the Cowboys in Stillwater. First of all, you'll be at the game.
Yeah.
Are you going to be mesmerized by the new video board?
Did
there
you see
at
the
TV
size of that thing?
Stadium?
My gosh.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Huge.
I mean, it covers basically the entire
building
in that one that one end zone. Yeah.
And it's going to be soaked because it's supposed to rain all day in Stillwater all weekend. I'm honestly concerned.
Yeah.
They're predicting thunderstorms all weekend because of that tropical low or whatever.
Uh huh.
And we've had enough issues with lightning
right.
as Iowa State fans this year.
How crazy would it be if Iowa State had two games in 1 year postponed or canceled because of weather?
And
it wouldn't be canceled. They'd have to play it. But.
Yeah, I mean, they would. But it's a concern about at least the field of play.
Yeah.
I think they have an artificial surface. This might actually benefit Iowa State, although Oklahoma State's not afraid to run the ball either.
Right.
So I don't know. It might be a wash. But it's something to keep an eye on. It's supposed to rain literally all weekend. In Oklahoma. And now it might not start. It's not supposed to start until like 10 o'clock on Saturday. But weather will be a factor for Iowa State and Oklahoma State. And we'll see what happens. But, yeah, it's a 2:30 kick. So
yeah.
Even if they have to keep postponing it, at least they may be able to get that thing in. It just may be a long day in Stillwater.
Well, I have tickets to Fall Out Boy Saturday night, so I hope not.
Yeah, right.
I hope that it doesn't get postponed all the way back to midnight or something like that.
I do think, though, this is the swing game for Iowa State this year.
Yeah.
Win this one, and I think the goals are still in front of Iowa State. Even lose, I mean, I don't like must-win games because nothing's a must-win game. But then you're staring at 1-4, you know, and all of a sudden your Big 12 championship aspirations for sure, at least playing in the Big 12 championship, are probably dashed. And then you got West Virginia coming in next week. I mean, Iowa State, this game is big because I still think this team's good enough to win 7 or 8 games, but they got to get one of these that they weren't supposed to, quote-unquote, and this is one of those games with Oklahoma State still very good, but Iowa State proved against TCU again. They have an elite defense that's going to keep them in the game. It's just the big question. It's been a talker all week. Can that offense do enough? And Oklahoma State's going to put up some points. We know this.
Yeah, I mean, I think people have forgotten, too, when was it that Iowa State really found its traction a year ago?
About this week.
It was this week, 1 year ago,
yep,
when they went down to Norman and get the win over the Sooners. I remember you and I doing that show the Thursday before that game. And though everything about Jacob Park was swirling, I think somebody even called in, and you and I, that hadn't been official yet, you and I kind of looked at each other like, well,
what do we know? What do we don't know?
We've heard stuff, you know, but can't really say anything official. That might have been one of the more somber Cyclone Fanatic radio shows where we were both just like, yeah, they're really worried they're going to lose by a lot of points. And they proved us wrong. Then they roll through the month of October. Who's to say they can't do it again?
No, this team's better than last year's team. I firmly believe that.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, I think defensively they are better. They miss Alan Lazard right now. But more than anything, teams have adjusted to what they want to do offensively. I thought Jay Jordan's piece on Sunday, I mean, it really is probably the best stuff we have on Cyclone Fanatic. It's great. Encourage you to read it. Really breaks down things.
He made a cool video, too.
Yeah, and I saw the video.
And watch, yeah.
But teams have started to take away Iowa State's back shoulder throw. I mean, how many times did Alan Lazard catch that pass last year?
Right. Matt Eaton scored a couple touchdowns on that.
And so they've tried to take that away, and so Iowa State now has to adjust to what's available, and a lot of that is the, you know, some of the slants, some of the underneath stuff, and Iowa State's not been able to break those underneath stuff into big plays.
Yeah.
But the opportunity is going to exist against Oklahoma State, another defense similar to TCU where they take some chances, and if Iowa State can make them pay on some of those shorter throws that they turn into big plays, it's not as easy as just, I'll just throw it down the field more. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's finding those opportunities to take those 10- and 15-yard plays and turn them into 20- and 30-yarders. I mean, how many plays over 30 yards does Iowa State have this year through the pass game? It's really what?
Two.
The two Butler ones?
Yeah,
The Chase Allen down the seam, and that's been about it.
Yeah.
They got to start hitting a couple of those, and there were a few of them open against TCU, and Zeb missed them all. So,
how much of this do you think you can put on Zeb?
I rewatched the game against TCU, and I think a fair amount, truthfully. I thought the offensive line played fine.
Yeah.
I mean, Bryce Meagher got beat a couple times, and one of them was a turnover. But he's got to make the throws that are there. And obviously it's not good enough on offense yet, and they weren't last year either, that they can afford to miss the 4 or 5 big play opportunities they have. First drive of the game against TCU, he has Butler, you know, fairly open, or open enough by Big 12 standards, down the field for a touchdown in the end zone, and he overthrows him.
Yeah.
Misses Landon Akers, misses the back shoulder throw to Butler, and then the next play he did run for 27 yards. But those are the plays he had Milton a couple of times where he just didn't throw it there. He's got to take advantage of those, and whether it's he's thinking too much or just has too much on the ball, Iowa State's not good enough on offense to not have those plays. And if they can hit a couple of them, then that should loosen things up for David, and then I think this Iowa State offense can really get into a rhythm.
Yeah.
They're close, though. They really are. It's not as bad as people think.
I think that one of the things about how they throw the ball short so often, where they're trying to get DeShonte Jones and Tariq Milton out into space, I feel like those plays are designed to where it really puts a ton of pressure on those guys to make one person miss, and then they can get out, like I said, they get out into space, and then they all of a sudden are running, and you can get going side to side a little bit more. And we haven't seen them be able to do that. I mean, there's been a few plays where it's like, okay, if they make that one guy miss,
right,
that 6-7 yard gain turns into a 25-yard gain. And we saw them do that a little bit against Iowa, specifically DeShonte Jones on the first play of the game,
right.
I think Iowa State had offensively. But other than that, we haven't seen that from any of these guys. Where's the Tariq Milton that everybody raved about during the offseason? We haven't seen it from him yet.
We haven't, but he's been open. I mean, I think this is it's a two-way street for receivers. And what teams are doing is they're really taking away – they've widened out the linebackers now, and they're taking away a lot of the bubble screen stuff that obviously had so much success with last year. And so the way to beat that then is you got to run the ball, which they were better against TCU, especially on that last drive, gave me a lot of optimism going forward. Or you're going to have to hit more of the underneath stuff and be more precise in the pass game.
Well, I think, too, they need those tight ends to continue to be part of the offense, because that's what Jay has stressed so much is hitting those seams. And the guys running those routes are Chase Allen and Charlie Kohler and and Dylan Sainer. We need to see those guys play at a high level. You see Charlie Kohler go out and catch the first touchdown by an Iowa State tight end since 2014.
Yeah, that was nice.
That can't happen again. I mean, those guys need to be a big part of the offense because you need Hakeem Butler on the outside. You can't move him back to the inside and attack the middle of the field that way. He's too good on the edge, and he's too good as your number one guy. And right now you don't have anybody else that can go out there and be a threat in that role.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be curious what Iowa State does. I mean, I thought about this week. Does Iowa State then try and move him more inside where he had so much success last year? But
yeah.
You're right. Then who takes
the pressure off
him? I don't know if Landon Akers can do that.
I mean, Matt Eaton, I don't know.
But Matt's more of a possession guy. He's not necessarily a deep threat guy. So
we'll
see what Iowa State has drawn up this week. But I think the book is out on how to defend them right now. And now it's up to that staff, coordinator or not. I mean, that got overplayed this week.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you prepare with the same offensive coaches, whether you have a coordinator or not. I mean, all those guys are in the same room. They were in the same room. I think that part is overblown. However, you now adjust. Just like Iowa State adjusted to what Texas took away last year into Oklahoma, now through four games, they know how people are going to try and defend them, and that is you press them, you take away the screen stuff on the edge, and you make Iowa State beat you in the run game or underneath. Can Iowa State be physical enough in the offensive line to win when they have the numbers advantage in the box? And can they hit a couple of those slants and mid-range throws where Zeb has not proven that he can do that consistently yet? Zeb's best when he's throwing on the outside and throwing deep and outside. I mean, he hasn't been good across the middle yet. I think he can be. He's got the talent.
Yeah.
But Iowa State now has the book of what people are doing to them. Can they fix it? And I still think they have the personnel. You know, the line has gotten a lot of crap this year, but they played okay. And they pass protected okay. They have to be good against Oklahoma State because, you know, Oklahoma State's really good on the pass rush. And then they're super aggressive on defense. Can you take a play that goes for 5 yards, break a tackle, and take it to the house? That's what teams have had success against them this year.
And I think we maybe even have buried the lead with Iowa State's offense going into this game with David Montgomery day-to-day. Personally, I feel like he's going to play.
I assume he will play.
But how much confidence do you have in those other guys? Sheldon Crony, Kane Nwangwu, Johnny Lang. I think we've seen flashes from each of them of what they're capable of doing. But at the same time, none of them are David Montgomery, and that scares me a little bit.
I mean, I really think if Iowa State wants to win Saturday, David has to have a big day, because Iowa State's going to need to have that physical. I mean, teams that have given Oklahoma State trouble through the years, you know, the K-States of the world that really just beat them at the point of attack, and they control the line of scrimmage, and they run the ball and make Oklahoma State stop it. Iowa State needs to run for like 150-plus against these guys to win the game. Now, can Crony and Lang and a combo of Nwanga do that? Maybe, but they're just not as physical or as good as Montgomery, clearly. And, you know, you hear it's just a bruise for Dave. It's a pain tolerance thing. But he's tried to play through it, has played through it for most of the year. But if he gets dinged up, I mean, I don't know who the best option is. But Iowa State at least has some numbers there.
Yeah.
But Montgomery helps immensely, and Iowa State needs him to be good.
What are the odds we see number two, Mike Warren?
Well,
that's something people were talking about on the boards this week.
Somebody asked me that this week. I'm like, well, I love Mike. Had a great year, but there's a reason why he hasn't played yet.
It's and there's a
behind
reason
all those guys.
He doesn't even appear on the depth chart,
I mean,
think.
Crony's
fine. Dude,
Crony's
fine. Sheldon Crony is honestly one of the most underrated stories on the entire team.
I think he's a
nice
player.
For what that guy went through before he got to Iowa State, to even be still on the team, I think is a pretty remarkable accomplishment, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's a story if people don't realize. I mean, he basically got shot in his hand.
He didn't basically get shot.
He did get shot as a high schooler.
Yeah, yeah.
And then had multiple surgeries on his hand, and
there
was some thought that he wouldn't be able to ever play again, but he's battled back and has turned himself into a really nice complimentary piece for Iowa State. But Montgomery's going to play, I'm pretty confident, and then those other guys will help him. But David needs one of those 20-carry, 140-yard type days for Iowa State to win. And he ran really well against Oklahoma State last year.
He
needs that again.
He needs
to do that again.
My thing with the offense is I just want to see some more creativity. I guess that's one way to put it. I mean, I want to see them use Kane Nwangwu where you're getting him into space. Like, manufacture space for these guys if you need to. I mean, I don't know what that's going to take, but I feel like there's some pieces that they have on the team – that we really haven't seen them used in the a way that they can really maximize what they're capable of.
No, that's a very fair point. And we're now through four games, so a third of the season. Now is the time where you know what you do well, you know what you don't, now fix it.
Yeah.
And if Iowa State's going to need to score some points. I mean, the defense has been fantastic, but Oklahoma State is as good of offense and has been for the last decade of any other team in college football. So you got to try and keep up with them, and it's going to take, I think, 24 to win the game.
Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive is going to step in to make some picks when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
For the second straight year, Whiskey River, located in Ankeny's Prairie Trail District, is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show for the Iowa State athletic season. Whether it's a Saturday night out with the bros or lunch with the family, Whiskey River and Ankeny's great food, drinks, and friendly service makes it the perfect spot for any occasion. Whiskey River's wall-to-wall TVs make it the perfect place to watch football, baseball, and every sport in between. Plus, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff to talk Cyclone sports on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
The fall sales event is going on now at the GM Certified Leader, Carl Chevrolet. Right now, we have over 250 five-star platinum quality GM certified vehicles to choose from. The selection has never been better. And just announced, having trouble finding the quality pre-owned vehicle you are looking for? No problem. Let your dealer for life find it for you. We will locate, inspect, sell, and deliver your vehicle to you. No more endless searching to find what you want. We'll do all the hard work. Stop in today and get the process started and experience the number one GM certified dealer in the nation difference. Integrity, trust, satisfaction, and confidence. Visit CarlChevrolet.com to view our complete inventory and pricing. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Dr. Peter Buck, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For the past 25 years, I've had the privilege of providing care to Cyclone Nation varsity athletes on the sidelines and courtside. The physicians of Iowa State McFarland Sports Medicine are the official team physicians for ISU athletes. My colleagues, Dr. Greenwald, Dr. Warmy, and I specialize in orthopedic care for athletes of all ages and levels. Need a sports injury evaluation? Find out more at McFarland Sports Medicine. Medicine.com or call 515-239-4475.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams. We're in the heart of football season now, and I got to tell you, I feel a lot better than I did a year ago, and I owe a lot of that to Dr. Kruger at the Ames Eye Clinic. Also, their Des Moines location is, they're called Des Moines Eye Care in Des Moines. Same guys, really great eye doctors. I never thought that I had eye problems. I don't really have problems seeing or anything like that, but I was suffering from chronic headaches. I mean, it was nonstop. I always had a headache. And I think a lot of it was because I stared at a screen all day. Dr. Kruger took a look at my eyes, took him about a half hour, and he knew exactly what was wrong. Prescribed me some glasses that now I use while I'm on my computer, while I'm working for you guys at Cyclone Fanatic all day. And man, has it made a difference. I'm even sleeping better. I challenge you, if you have a problem like this, any sort of eye problem, to contact our friends at Des Moines Eye Care and the Ames Eye Clinic. You can check out DesMoinesEyeCare.com. or AmesEyeClinic.com. I would encourage you to do this and tell them that we sent you. Tell them thank you for supporting what we're doing here at Cyclone Fanatic.
This year, it's our year. The year we win it all. This is the year the flag flies. For wins, for big games, for titles. This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team.
These colors mean everything.
And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, and more. Shop 3719 Southwest 9th Des Moines or HeartlandFlags.com.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33 and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future, and my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro.
Welcome back to Whiskey River in Ankeny. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. I'm Brent Bloom, joined by Tim Mullen of Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Resident Braves fan in the house today. Dodgers
the chop,
tonight?
The chop is on Dodgers.
I mean, kind of unexpected this year. You got to be thrilled.
Yeah, I think it's perfect. I think that no expectations. We're the guys that are kind of, you know, I was looking at the standings, you know, the American League East. That was such a race this year with, I mean, Boston rolled away with it. But like Tampa Bay at the end of the season.
Right.
Tampa Bay's record would have put them in a four-way tie with the Rockies, the Dodgers, and the Braves. Those guys are out of it, and we get in, but we walked away in our division. So, yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun just to see some meaningful baseball in October with the Braves.
It's been a while.
It has been. I had to dust off the shirt that I was showing you earlier. It's a little tight. A little tight, the old Braves shirt. But, yeah, pretty excited about
it. So, my Cardinals are out.
That's too bad.
I'm not an East Coast guy.
Just too bad.
I don't know. I kind of want to give Williams grief. He's also a Braves fan, so yeah, maybe, I don't know if I want to jump on that wagon. But I don't like the Dodgers either.
There's plenty of room.
I'll watch and
just come
kind of half chop.
Just come up with
a half chop, I think.
Half chop.
So what do you guys got going on at NFM weekend and every week?
Yeah, a lot of great things. You know, right now our store wide we got what we're calling our free. For the next week, we got some free promotions going on. Free shipping on purchases $2.99 and more. We got a free tote bag. I saw this before I left work yesterday. It's actually a very nice tote for you to hold the things for you and your kids or whatever you got family plans going on. A free NFM reward card up to $50 on select electronics. Free stainless sink with countertop purchases of 30 square foot or more. 30 months deferred financing interest on purchases $9.99 and more. So a lot of good stuff there. And then flooring, still have our Karastan and Mohawk carpets with the 5 Freeze. Free install, take-up, Holloway, furniture moving, and home measurement. And lots of great financing, everywhere from 6 months up to 24 months, depending on what you're looking for. So,
and you guys are open on weekends, too, which I think gets often forgot.
Yeah, it's you know, we run shorter hours right now, but you know, we're open from 10 to 5 on Saturdays and from noon to 5 on Sundays. So staying in there with the big boxes, they're open, we're open. You got something you're looking for your needs for your home, come in and see us. We got about everything you need.
Perfect. Well, the reason why we have you on us for your expertise in the pick'em.
Well,
we both went 3-3 a week ago. I think we've been 3-3 for pretty much all year.
Yeah, I mean, we're just better than than C-Dubs.
It's a given.
I figure you and I fight it out at 500, and one of us will pull away at the end, and C-Dub will just stay the cellar dweller.
I have a one-game lead
you do.
On you for now.
That's
it's
right.
It's going to be a lot bigger after this week. So
that is right.
We got Williams' pick here
okay.
as well, but let's hop in. We'll let him go third. We won't
okay.
let him influence. Let's start. Notre Dame, after coming off a big win at Virginia Tech, Notre Dame a six-point favorite.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
You know, I was really impressed by Notre Dame last week. I mean, we took them last week against Stanford. I think you did as well, and they impressed. You know, Virginia Tech, you know, they're still Virginia Tech, tough defense, 6 points. I think this is really easy to take Notre Dame here, and I think that's why it's spread so far away. But I'm going to take Virginia Tech when you're giving me six at home.
Williams has Notre Dame. The Virginia Tech deal is weird because they lost on the road, I think it was to Old Dominion.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what?
Yep.
What are you doing?
Right.
But I think at home, 6 points, Notre Dame could still win that game. But I'm with you. I think that's
yeah.
a field goal either way.
And to me, it's the you got the team coming off a bad beat they absolutely should have won, and the team completely, you know, not saying they're full of themselves, but probably a little more hubris right now than Virginia Tech is humbled. And, you know, beware the hungry dog, in my opinion.
This might be the one roadblock left for Notre Dame before they could get in the playoff.
I mean, yeah,
they're undefeated.
They were showing up on the TV there a minute ago, Bloom. It's the only ranked team they got in, like, the next four games. They're kind of beating Cake City after that. So, yeah, I like Virginia Tech here.
Let's go to the Big Ten. Your friends in Omaha, the Huskers at Wisconsin. This is a 19-point Wisconsin favorite.
That's such a huge
line.
That's
a big line.
That
but
is such
I
a huge line.
I don't know. I don't think it's big enough.
Really?
I mean, I'll go first.
Yeah,
here.
You go.
I mean, Nebraska's proven to stop nobody.
Right.
They're not physical. And unless they just somehow figure out a defense overnight, I mean, I don't see it. I really don't. I think Wisconsin wins it by 3 touchdowns.
Goodness, yeah, this line
is bad. I don't know.
I know, 19-point line.
They're begging you to take Wisconsin here for some reason, but I'm going to do it.
You know, and for that reason, I'm actually going to go to Nebraska. I for no better reason than, I mean, that's three full touchdowns that they've got to get on them. And while I agree Nebraska's defense, I think this week was probably the, you know, you saw Frost at the end of the next week calling guys out. If you're here for yourselves, if you're here to showboat, if you're not for the team, you're not going to be playing. We'll see if he follows through with that and puts some guys in check this week and says, hey, you're either here for this process to rebuild or not. But, I mean, their defense, though, it hasn't been great. They can put up some points. They can still score. Martinez is back there scrambling for his life. But, I mean, 3 touchdowns. I could see this being like a sympathy touchdown last in the second to cover.
Maybe.
It could be on Scott Van Pelt's bad beats, you know, at the end of the night. But I'll take 19 points. When I get it there.
Did you see the bar in Iowa throwing shade on Nebraska with the victory cooler?
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty impressive. It was in Council Bluffs.
I, for one, will not shed a tear for any Nebraska loss.
It's not breaking my heart any.
No. Williams has Wisconsin, so he's with me there.
Okay.
Which makes me feel nervous.
Yeah,
should. Stay in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes line up to 7 now at Minnesota for the pick. I'll let you go.
Yeah, Floyd on the line here. I mean, Minnesota's started off with a decent record, but I don't know if they played anybody very well. I mean, at the end of the day, you can look back at that Iowa-Wisconsin game, and, you know, there's not one play. Everybody wanted to look at the, you know, special teams gaffe. There is a reason they lost, but there was a couple there. But they had a really good opportunity to beat a really good team that night. And I just think that they come out here, and it's a touchdown. And plus, that's Kinnick North. They always play
very, very well
up in Minnesota. It's not one of those road games where you're scared to go play. So, touchdown here. If it was 7.5, I'd be more nervous. But right at the touchdown, I'll go ahead and take Iowa.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, just looking at Minnesota, they're 3-1,
mm-hmm.
but they just the one good team they played was Maryland, and they got dominated,
housed. Yeah,
I don't know,
and I don't know that Maryland's that good.
Yeah, this game always seems like it's 7 points one way or another, though.
Yeah,
and it's always fairly competitive. Iowa's not one to really blow anybody out.
No, they're not.
I'll row the boat at least against the spread. I think it's like a 6-point Iowa win, but that's inside the 7.
I hear you say row the boat, and I think of P.J. Fleck, and my blood pressure goes up.
He's not doing much rowing.
No, he's
doing more rowing than Scott Frost.
He's more like plugging holes in the boat to stop it from sinking. But, yeah.
Williams has Iowa as well there.
And
so
again, that makes me nervous now.
Going back to the Big 12, K-State, this is interesting to me.
Yeah.
The Vampires on the road in Waco, which is an interesting mix anytime the Vampire goes to Waco.
Yep.
Baylor's a 4.5-point favorite. I'm going to take Baylor. I don't know. K-State, I know they covered last week against Texas, And Baylor is not back in any means, but I don't like K-State's offense at all. At least Baylor has a pulse on offense.
Yeah, I love Baylor here. I know it's 4.5, but, I mean, it's not a super big spread. But to me, this is kind of the dog scrapping to stay alive right now.
It is.
I mean, I think even K-State's walking down there thinking they should win this game pretty handily, and I like Baylor scrapping this.
Snyder got upset this week at the media.
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, he's starting to, the crumbs or the cracks in the armor are happening.
I'd like to see that. I haven't.
He swore at a media member.
He did.
He said the D word.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Las Vegas Dam.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the call
the
for that?
Dam. Yeah, the Hoover Dam. Yeah, that'd be what
I
it's called.
I got that. Yeah. Yeah.
So you want Baylor?
Yeah, I got Baylor here. Yep.
Williams has K-State. So
excellent.
He's going to stay with the Vampire. We'll go next. What do we got next? We got Oklahoma in the Red River Shootout. This is in Dallas. 7.5 points. The Sooners are favored against Texas. Texas with a nice win against K-State. And are they back or not?
Yeah, that is the question. 7.5. This is that hook that you always like to talk about.
Yep.
It's like earlier talking about Iowa and Minnesota. You give me the 7. I loved it. 7.5. Goodness, you know, I just – that offense from Oklahoma is just scary. You know, when they get running. I mean, I'm looking at this game right here, and I know Texas is backing away. It's Red River. Do you know what time of day this game is?
Yeah, I believe it's an 11.
11 o'clock,
yeah.
Bright in the morning. You know what? I'm going to go and ride Texas here. I'm going to change my mind mid-flow and say that half makes me feel better taking Texas.
We're all three in agreement.
Okay.
I think Texas makes it interesting, and Williams agrees. So, last game, Iowa State. On the road at Oklahoma State, we have this at 10.5.
Yeah.
Same spread as it was last week on the road in Fort Worth. And, you know, I picked TCU last week against the spread. I'm going to go with Iowa State this week.
Yeah.
I think Iowa State can win this game.
Yeah, I had Iowa State last week, and I like them again this week. 10.5 is just a big spread. I mean, this isn't, you know, Washington's not running out there and Rudolph's not running out there for Oklahoma State. And I think Iowa State has the mindset. They just got to get a good feeling about something. And to me, this is one of those games, too. The first quarter will dictate everything if they can get in there and hang in there. But, you know, if Oklahoma State comes out and pops up too quickly, you know, the psyche can change and, you know, nerves can get a hold of them. But I like Iowa State here with 10.5.
When even poor Iowa State teams have played competitively with Oklahoma State the last 3 years.
Yeah, when Oklahoma State had weapons among weapons.
Exactly.
They had Washington. And
The weather is also a complicating factor. They're supposed to rain all day in Stillwater. We'll see. But Chris also agrees. We'll take Iowa State. I think 10.5 is a lot for an Oklahoma State team that has done some good things. Here's the deal, though. The win against Boise State, they won by 20, and Boise's great. But they also blocked two punts for touchdowns.
So that's a bit misleading.
That's a little bit misleading.
Right.
I think this game's at least within the 10.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you get the hook on it at 10.5. So
we'll see if this is a little separation Saturday for us.
Yeah,
good luck to your Braves.
Thank you.
We'll half chop for
you. Let's
go.
And
then always a lot going on there. Location there in Clive for now.
Yep. We're still, like I said, a lot of good things, a lot of free offers going on right now, great financing in the store. Again, if you're looking for a great opportunity with a great company to go to work for, check out NFM.com careers. As I said a few weeks ago, we're working on right now on our new location. Out in the walkie side of Clive, they like to say. It's at 156 and Hickman, redoing the old dolls there, moving out there in the first of the year. It's going to be a lot of fun, great opportunities for people, so come out and see us.
Tim, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Brent.
We'll be back with more of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here at Whiskey River in Ankeny, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive after this on KXNO.
Hey, guys, it's Chris Williams here wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Hi, this is Dr. Thomas Greenwald, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For over 25 years, I've taken care of ISU athletes and am an official team physician of Iowa State athletes. I'm a proud supporter of Cyclone Nation. As an orthopedic surgeon, I specialize in musculoskeletal care for athletes of all ages, from high school to collegiate athletes to adult weekend warriors. trust McFarland Orthopedic Sports Medicine and my colleagues Dr. Buck and Dr. Warmy and I for extraordinary sports injury care and rehabilitation. Visit us on the web at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com. Go Cyclones!
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now, that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny, is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
The fall sales event is going on now at Iowa's only dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. Just announced, we have big fall savings on many new Chevrolets. All month long, take advantage of up to 20% off total value savings on select new Chevrolet models. Plus, with the largest inventory and selection of new Chevrolets in Iowa, over 2,100, the selection has never been better to choose from. If you're even thinking about a new vehicle, it's the best time of the year to save big at Iowa's number one dealer for all brands, Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and experience why more Iowans drive a Chevy from Carl Chevrolet, or find details and pricing online 24 hours a day at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Well, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
From the company that brought you the internationally famous Iowa Diamond Dancing Frogs, if you're even thinking about getting engaged, you absolutely have to visit Iowa Diamond, where you'll find more engagement ring styles than all the stores in a major mall combined. Now that's why Iowa Diamond is known as the engagement and wedding ring megastore. But don't take my word for it. Read more than 100 reviews on Google and Facebook, or visit our website at iowadiamond.com.
This year, it's our year.
No, no, no. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag.
Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, the largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. HeartlandFlags.com.
Welcome back. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, Jared Stansbury, and Brent Bloom at Whiskey River in Ankeny. But it's time to head north to Ames. Time to talk to the doctors at the McFarland Clinic. We've got Dr. Greenwald tonight. Doc, how you doing today?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well. Excited for the matchup with the Cowboys on Saturday. But first things first, I got to ask you, how can the Cyclones get the offense going?
I think there's a bunch of smart people trying to figure that out, and unfortunately, they haven't got it done yet. So we're trusting them, and then there's a process, right? You know that, and they'll relay it to the players, and I think the players will execute well this week.
Doc, a couple of Iowa State guys are dealing with some, you know, not necessarily structural things. We won't name names, but you know, some muscle things and other things. What can you do for like a soft tissue injury to rehab and get guys back ready to go?
Well, it's the time of the year where this happens, right? So they're four games into it. Well, actually, four and a half or whatever that was, right? So you're getting banged up, and so you only feel good the first couple weeks of practice, and after that, you just start hurting every week. So we got excellent trainers, and they're working these kids out, and then the strength and conditioning staff will get them lifting and kind of, again, stretching things out, and then you protect them from hits during practice, and then you get after it on Saturday.
I know Stillwater is always one of everybody's favorite Big 12 road trips. Obviously, I'm being a little sarcastic. Do you have any favorite memories from going down to Stillwater, Doc?
Yeah, so here's one way, way, way back when. There's a guy named Malcolm Goodwin who played middle linebacker.
Yeah.
He was John with his fans before the game, and he said that if we got beat, he would walk all the way back on I-35 to Ames. And I think we actually did get beat, but he actually got on the plane and flew home with us. So that was kind of a fun one. More fun was Lane Danielson coming alive. I don't think anyone except, you know, outside of practice really knew much about Lane until he caught that skinny post from stage and took it to the house to win that game, which is actually the last time we won down there, right?
Yeah, you're dead on. I played that audio today because I was saving it for the network broadcast, and that was an interesting game. Iowa State, you know, really didn't know quite what this Iowa State team was. They'd won at Baylor that year, but Sage was, you know, coming along, and that game really put them over the hump. It was a tie game late, and they hit that skinny post to Danielson. It was a walk-up. We're like, who is this guy? And that game, Doc, in 2000 really led Iowa State to that 9-win season.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, both for Lane personally, but then for the team, and it really did energize the rest of their year.
For sure, Doc. Well, we hope that you're able to bring us home a win from Stillwater, and if you see any of those smart guys, maybe, you know, tell them that we might have a few pointers for them here at Cyclone Fanatic.
Yeah, I'm sure they know how to get a hold of you, and I anticipate that contact real soon, okay?
All right, thanks,
Sounds
Doc.
Good. Thanks, Doc.
You and I
Thank
are going to be
guys.
Asking
right.
Boone Pickens for a loan while we're down there. But take care. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
That was Dr.
Great.
Greenwald.
Thanks, bye-bye.
It's Dr. Greenwald at the McFarland Clinic in Ames. Those are the doctors that work on the Cyclones. I was up at the McFarland Clinic 2 weeks ago. I feel like Dr. Greenwald would. He knows a thing or two about offense, I bet.
Oh, he's been around?
Yeah.
That's the great thing is these guys have been around for so long, and they literally know all these. And the Cyclones keep in touch with these docs. Ben Bruns jokes all the time that he had every possible surgery known to man from the docs at the McFarland Clinic. So they literally take care of Iowa State, and those guys keep in touch with them. So pretty neat. But it's been 18 years, as Doc said. Iowa State's pretty due. If there's any team Iowa State's due against, I mean, they won at Oklahoma. Okay, got that one over with last year. Beating Oklahoma State. Iowa State hasn't beat those guys.
Is that the longest drought then?
Boy, I have to think about that. No, K-State's still the longest drought.
Okay.
Don't get me started. Cyclones have not beaten the Cowboys since the upset names in 11.
Right, yeah.
So it's been 7 years now.
Man, but these last three games I completely forgot this. The 2015 game.
Yep.
They were up, I think, 31-21 with like 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yep.
I completely forgot that. I didn't even remember that they were that close in that game.
So that was Joel Landon's, I think, third game as starting quarterback. Mangino was out. And
no, that was like the first game after he got fired, I think.
And well, Texas was.
Oh, okay.
But I think this was the second game. And Oklahoma State was fifth in the country.
Yeah.
And Iowa State had them on the ropes.
They went 10-0 with that win, yeah.
And then even 2 years ago, Iowa State was up, what, 31-14 down
there?
Yeah, and then just kind of fell apart. And then last year, 42-34 Iowa State with 7 minutes left. And Oklahoma State scored two touchdowns in a row. And then, of course, the controversial non-touchdown on the second and goal where Murdoch appeared to possess
the football. But it was a
touchdown. It was a touchdown. That was not ruled a touchdown.
Man, we even got Brent Bloom to disagree with the refs.
No, I mean,
tonight.
Look at, there was a Zapruder film, I think, that our guy Gukin had.
Yeah, Alex Gukin.
Where he had possession and the defender had his hand on top of it. It was a touchdown. Dual possession goes to the offense. And they missed it.
Yeah, that was awful. Now I'm angry.
So three times they've been on, had Oakland State on the ropes, and each time to no avail.
They're due. Yeah, I really think they're going to go down there and get a win. You want to pivot and talk about some Cyclone hoops
back? Would love it.
All right, we will do that when we come back on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
There needs to be more football games this season. And here's the reason why. There are simply too many pork recipes that I want to try at tailgating parties. Bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin, double-rubbed baby back ribs, pulled pork sliders, to mention just a few. You'll find more than 2,000 crowd-pleasing recipes at porkbeinspired.com. This message brought to you by the Iowa Pork Producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with a message from my friends at Centurion Stone of Iowa. Great guys. I love going in there, talking with Judd, talking with Joe, and looking at the beautiful 30,000 square feet of inventory in their warehouse. It's right there in the corner of Ankeny. The showroom has so many displays. They offer installation, delivery. They do interior work, exterior work, and their manufactured stone is cost effective. Do a makeover to your home and use a great Cyclone Fanatic supporter and two awesome friends of mine at Centurion Stone of Iowa. I promise you'll be treated with a first-class experience, and you'll want to go back again and again.
Hi, Cyclone fans. This is Dr. Brian Warmey, board-certified and sports fellowship-trained orthopedic sports medicine physician and surgeon at McFarland Clinic in Ames. As an official team physician for the Iowa State Cyclones, I really enjoy the opportunity to work with athletes here in my hometown. My colleagues, Dr. Buck, Dr. Greenwald, and I provide specialized orthopedic care to patients of all levels, including sports injury evaluation and treatment, arthroscopy, surgery, stem cells, and PRP treatment. Don't let your injury keep you out of your game. Learn more at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com. Go Cyclones.
When it comes time for my friends and I to decide where we'll watch college football on a Saturday night, there is no better choice than Whiskey River in Ankeny. Whiskey River is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show again for the 2018 season and is the perfect spot for your get-together of all ages. Whiskey River's great food, satisfying drinks, friendly staff, and wall-to-wall TVs make deciding where to go a no-brainer for any situation. And don't forget, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
From the company that brought you the internationally famous Iowa Diamond Dancing Frogs, if you're even thinking about getting engaged, you absolutely have to visit Iowa Diamond, where you'll find more engagement ring styles than all the stores in a major mall combined. Now that's why Iowa Diamond is known as the engagement and wedding ring megastore. But don't take my word for it. Read more than 100 reviews on Google and Facebook, or visit our website at iowadiamond.com.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny, is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give him a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatic sent you.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Well, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
AgriGold's corn and soybeans allow growers to be bold enough to go and grow their own way. AgriGold brings the recommendations and resources you expect from a true seed partner combined with in-the-field understanding. AgriGold's global breeding program and local yield results stack up against anybody at harvest. Be bold. Go gold. AgriGold. Call AgriGold today. 800-262-7333. That's 800-262-7333.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive.
Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom at Whiskey River in Ankeny, filling up tonight for the big college football game of the night, Tulsa and Houston. I assume that's why everyone's here, at least.
Yeah. I mean, it's a smorgasbord of sports on at Whiskey River tonight.
You got hockey. I know that's what Brent Bloom's going to go home and watch.
I will not.
I'm sure we have some preseason basketball on.
That's probably more my line of thinking. I might flip on the Tim and Williams Braves against the Dodgers.
I set my mind to not watching a minute of postseason baseball, and then I found myself watching A's and whoever, the Yankees last night.
Yeah.
Only because the Fred Hoiberg's Bulls were getting beat by about 40 points when I flipped it on.
I have high hopes for them this year, though. I'm not down on them yet.
I don't know.
I think they can make
it. I like Wendell Carter. I like Lauri Markkanen.
I like LaVine. I like Dunn.
I don't know if Zach LaVine's worth the money that they've paid to him.
See, now here's my thing, and we're going to get into an NBA discussion here again, but it's fine.
It's just bound to happen.
Who do you pay for then?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't pay for him, who are you going to throw all your – they have money to spend. Like,
You have to spend it. Yeah.
LaVine, I mean, in an ideal world, he's not getting $18 million or whatever he's getting now, but – at the same time, you've got to spend it somewhere.
Right.
So if you don't spend it on him, somebody else probably would, and then you're now
empty. You have no one. Yeah, now you have no one in the backcourt.
So I don't know. I think the whole spending thing in regards to the NBA is funny because you have so much money that has to be spent, and there's only so many guys to spend it on that somebody's going to get overpaid regardless, and so I guess it's going to be LaVine.
Yeah. All right, but let's talk about some Iowa State basketball.
I agree.
Went and talked to Steve Prohm yesterday about the first 6 days of practice for the Cyclones. Man, I'm just going to say it. I think Mariel Shayok might have a huge season.
Yeah, he's poised to.
Yeah. Dude is a leader, man.
He gives them a couple of things that they didn't have last year. And I think number one is leadership. So does Jacobson.
Yeah.
But he can also play two through four and maybe even handle the ball a little bit. And that team was just a little disjointed last year. Was it Wyler Babb at the point? Was it Wigginton? I mean, I don't necessarily know that it mattered who was bringing the ball up. It was who's taking command on the floor, and he's going to help a lot with that. By the way, he's a really good player.
Yeah.
I think he's a 15.
He can guard like anybody on the court.
And the defense will be improved. If you get an engaged Cam Lard this year, I mean, I think there's a couple of questions. Number one is, how do they divvy up the point guard responsibility? That first media session didn't leave me leaning one way or another.
No.
I mean, Lindell's got to play there a little bit, and then Nick's got to buy in to whatever his role is. Can Cam Lard be engaged? Because that front court still has some question marks, I think, more than the back court. And supposedly Wigginton has grown up a little bit in the offseason, which he needed to do, and I think this team can get back to the tournament for sure. I'm excited. It's weird, though. There was more hype around this team last year at this time than there is this year, but this team is markedly better.
Do you think
a lot better.
Do you think I'm wrong if I feel like people are sleeping on Jacobson a little bit. I think that guy is someone who can change the mentality of the team a little bit.
He can rebound.
Yeah.
For one.
I mean, he He was second in the Big Ten in rebounding last year at Nebraska.
And his rebounding per minute numbers are off the chart good, which means he's
like seven boards for 20 minutes.
Intelligent rebounder,
yeah,
physical enough. He's going to help. And no one's really talking about him at all. He, hot take on October 4th, he may be more influential on this year's team than Horton Tucker.
I can't disagree. And I think, one, what Shayok brings on the defensive end, how I feel like he can elevate the entire game for the on the defensive end for the whole team, I think that's one thing that we're not quite, we haven't quite really talked about enough. The other thing, what Jacobson, even if Jacobson isn't doing it himself, the amount that he is pushing Solomon Young in practice, I mean, think about the guy Solomon Young was going against in practice last year.
Yeah.
You know, if it's Beverly not Cam Ward, then it's Jeff Beverly, Zoran Talley, and Stu Neslick. And right now, what I think Michael Jacobson is going to force Solomon to raise his game and say, all right, man, you want to keep your starting spot? You better come hard and play and come out and play hard every single day.
And they have more numbers there now. Now, what concerns me is they already had a little bit of an injury bug going on.
Yeah, Zion Griffin's still dealing with his knee thing. Re-aggravated that, but Prohm said that he thinks he'll be back in the next week, 10 days.
But Talley broke his nose.
And then Talley broke his nose, yeah.
But they got, and I think Condit's going to help more, and I think Halliburton's going
to
help more.
He also has mono. I don't know if you heard that one. Yeah,
which isn't great.
Yeah.
But bottom line, they've got more pieces to play with this year. And if Wigginton can elevate at all from a leadership standpoint, take care of the ball, he's grown up, but now how does that translate to the rest of the team? Is it Shayok or Shayok? I mean, we've got to figure
Shayok.
That out. Okay, Shayok.
Yeah. I think it's Mariel Shayok.
Okay, we'll go with it. And then, you know, I think Horton Tucker, let's keep the expectations low for now and let him surprise us. He's going to play. He's going to play a lot. He's really good.
Yeah.
He's unique, though. And so how does Iowa State kind of figure out his role there? But
you want to know another guy who I think is going to come out and surprise everybody? Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
The kid's good, dude. He is good.
The thought was interesting. Last year, the thinking was, okay, we'll have enough players that we could probably redshirt Condit and Halliburton. But now it's like, no. We're going to need these two. They're too good to leave off the floor. And so I think they're both going to play. That's exciting. I think this team has the setup. If they can figure out the roles and responsibilities. We haven't even mentioned Terrence Lewis yet.
I was just going to say, I think you and I need to have another discussion.
No, I know. I'm still bought in. The stock is lower than it was last year, but I'm still bought in. I'm still bought in to the Terrence Lewis stock.
I don't know, man.
Well,
I think I might be selling here soon.
Okay. You're gonna regret it.
I don't know.
It's like
you
and I were Amazon like the Amazon in 2001.
Okay, Joel Klatt, you're out here. Are you going to tell me what percentage the stock went up to? No, I mean, they just got so many guys, dude. Like, I don't see him passing Zoran Talley. I don't see him passing Nick Babb. I don't see him passing Horton Tucker. And I think Halliburton, right now, what I've seen from him, I think he's better than Terrence already is. He brings more to the table than what Terrence does.
Good news is there's options and versatility.
Yeah.
And this team should be able to guard a little better, too, because of that. Because they got guys to expend minutes and... You know, Wigginton, a couple things. He can be, I really think this, he can be the second or the third or maybe the best player in the Big 12.
I honestly believe that he will be a first-team All-Big 12 player. He will challenge to be the Big 12 player of the year. But, I mean, it's going to be tough for anybody to beat Dedrick Lawson now because that guy is going to be a first-team All-American.
Lawson kid.
Yeah.
Would be there. But he has to, one, guard. I mean, Lindell is great, but sometimes you just take plays off defensively. Give him to buy in, and then be a point guard. You know, take care of the ball.
Yeah.
Involve everybody else. Don't just get your own. And this Iowa State team can finish in the upper half for sure in the Big 12, and they get back to the tournament.
Did you see that old friend Greg McDermott might be in some trouble?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. Anybody that didn't hear today comes out of the NBA – or not NBA – college basketball corruption trial that Creighton allegedly offered – Brian Bowen $100,000 to
and
be a Blue Jay.
A job.
Yeah, and I think his dad a job. I didn't know they were slinging around $100,000 like that out in Omaha.
It's Keith Murphy had a good tweet. Yeah, we're almost desensitized to it now. It's like what is real, what is not, and what matters. I mean, that made news, and I'm sure there'll be some ripple
people forget
from
though
it.
Too that now the the NCAA can take what happens in a trial and then use that to for sanctions.
But how about what interested me, Oklahoma State offered him 150.
Yeah.
What is Boone Pickens doing down there?
I know.
I'll take a loan, Boone.
And then Texas just offered housing.
Yeah.
Or, like, the offers were just ridiculous.
And housing in Austin is really expensive.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to ask Boone Pickens. I'm not bowling, but, hey, I'll take 10 G's.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Brent.
See you, man.
Thanks.